Hello, Marion Pallister, Vice Chair of Justice and Peace Scotland here. How's your season of creation going? There's 1 week to go as this special time ends on October the 4th. We were asked to give the earth a jubilee, a rest from all the demands we make on it. Hopefully, the habits we've begun or expanded on since the beginning of September will last long past October the 4th, making this Laudato Si year a turning point in how we treat our common home. October 4th is, of course, the feast of St. Francis of Assisi. Pope Francis will make a private visit to Assisi and to the sacred convent there on Saturday, October the 3rd, where he'll sign his new encyclical, which is entitled Fratelli Tutti, All Brothers. Throughout his papacy, His Holiness has embraced and celebrated St. Francis of Assisi as a model of social justice, particularly in terms of poverty, peace, and fraternity. During this season of creation, he has emphasized that when we exploit the earth, we also exploit the poor, who are all our brothers and sisters. When Pope Francis was elected, he told the media that he'd been thinking of the poor while the voting was taking place. To him, therefore, the name Francis was the one to choose for his papacy. He said, "For me, he is the man of poverty, the man of peace, the man who loves and protects creation." Since then, Pope Francis has certainly urged us all to hear the cry of the poor, the cry of the earth. When he issued his encyclical Laudato Si, Praised Be, in 2015, calling the Church and the world to acknowledge the urgency of our environmental challenge, it was the first time that an encyclical had focused on ecological issues. Its publication enshrined these issues in the body of Catholic social teaching. And although it was the first document to be so explicit about how we should respond to the cry of the earth and of the poor, our traditions of caring for our common home stretch back through Christianity and the Judaism that predates it. The first book of the Bible, Genesis, tells us that we are to be stewards of this earth. But I wonder if that's a concept that perhaps the Industrial Revolution made more difficult to grasp for millions of people. The further we're removed from nature, the less we understand it. We make jokes about children not knowing the link between chicken nuggets and chickens, but why would they? I live in a wee village in Argyll, and my next door neighbour but one has four of the most beautiful hens, who spend most of their time scratching up my London Pride and redistributing the gravel from my paths and edges to the middle of my lawn. And I confess, I love them. Neil has brought me eggs, though I've assured him that the hen poo they generously distribute is excellent manure and repayment enough for their egg-centric little ways. Did you hear what I did there? But while Neil's kids thought up brilliant names for these clucking, crooning ladies, most city children wouldn't make the link between Attila the hen and poached eggs on toast. And not their fault. Their great-great-grannies may have toiled on a croft in Uist or Lochaber, but industrialisation severed the links. Throughout the world, the land and all that is in it and on it have become things to exploit, not to nurture. That's why Pope Francis holds up Saint Francis of Assisi, the patron saint of ecology, as an example of someone who was in communion and in harmony with all of creation. It is from one of Saint Francis' prayers about our sister, Mother Earth, that the encyclical finds its name, Laudato Si, Praised Be. This fifth anniversary of the encyclical comes at a time when the climate emergency laps around our doorsteps, singes our toes, and yet it is still a document that many Catholics haven't read. a document that has impressed the rest of the world but stays on the shelf for Catholics. But I promise you, if you haven't got to grips with it, it's such an easy read. SCIAF's resources on the encyclical make it even easier, and the resources we have on the Justice and Peace Scotland website take us through and beyond the season of creation into the five-year period starting this year that Pope Francis hopes will answer the cry of the earth and of the poor. I wonder if we could think a little bit about that now as we enter this final week of the season of creation. Exploitation of our common home, well, what does that phrase mean? As the Laudato Si document points out, many of the world's resources are being plundered because of a short-sighted approach to the economy and what Pope Francis calls the modern myth of unlimited material progress. In other words, we shouldn't all expect to get richer, to have more stuff, to change the sofa every year and buy a new smartphone every time there's a new update. Our levels of consumption are unsustainable. Of course, greedy companies try to persuade us that we do need more, but all we're doing is turning our common home into one big landfill site, making ourselves vulnerable to debt. Plastic waste kills seabirds, whales and dolphins. Plastic money, our credit cards, kills our ability to live in peace and harmony. Pope Francis suggests in Laudato Si that the emptier our hearts are, the more we have need to buy, to own, to consume. Perhaps COVID-19 has given us the wake-up call on that front that we so desperately need. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the community spirit that was awakened during the early stages of lockdown led us back to cementing the social bonds that have been broken down in recent years? Pope Francis asks for nothing less than a cultural revolution. Laudato Si says we must overcome individualism and develop a new lifestyle. The Pope passionately believes that we're able to put the care and concerns of others before our own, moving beyond the culture that focuses on consumption and superficiality. If we achieve that, he's positive there's a better future for us. And during lockdown, we did put the care and concerns of others before our own. Reading through the encyclical again, it's clear that Pope Francis didn't want us to stop with making sure our friends and neighbours are doing okay, though. Most of us manage that even on a bad day. Laudato Si reminds us that we're part of the environment. God's loving plan isn't just about caring for people, but in looking after the earth, we are looking after each other. Pope Francis writes that every creature has its own value and significance, that human life is grounded in three fundamental and closely intertwined relationships with God, with our neighbour, and with the earth itself. He wants us to regain the conviction that we need one another, that we have a shared responsibility for others. And while I've absolutely no idea what this new encyclical is going to say, surely All Brothers, Fratelli Tutti, suggests that the shared responsibility for others really means others. Our sisters and brothers of all faiths and none, the refugees and asylum seekers who seek safety and are met with hostility, our sisters and brothers of all races, who are made in the image of God. I think one thing we can be sure of is that Pope Francis will have his own individual take on us all being brothers together, just as he took the preferential option for the poor that runs through all Catholic social teaching and put the perspective of the poor at the heart of Laudato Si. He links the poor and the planet, What the planet suffers, the poor suffer. And yeah, it's the poorest of little kids in the Democratic Republic of Congo who are forced to mine the minerals that go into the phones and tablets and laptops we all own in the global north. It's the poorest communities in Central and South America who are pushed into extinction by loggers clearing land to raise cattle in order to put burgers and steaks on our tables. It's the poorest whose island homes in the Pacific are subsumed by rising sea levels. We rape the earth of its minerals and fossil fuels. We cut down the trees that are the earth's lungs, making carbon emissions impossible to control, which in turn means ice melts and higher sea levels. As it says in Laudato Si, the deterioration of the environment and of society affects the most vulnerable people on the planet. As the Catholic Institute for International Relations noted when Laudato Si was first issued in 2015, this document remains just a text on a page if we do not take it to heart, accept its challenges, and live it out in the everyday of our lives. I find it a real puzzle that while the non-Catholic world has welcomed this encyclical, Catholics, certainly in Scotland, have let it remain a text on the page. The hope of Justice and Peace Scotland is that by calling this Laudato Si year and proclaiming that he renews his urgent call to respond to the ecological crisis, Pope Francis has got us all on track to combat the climate emergency. Did you ever see the movie The Day the Earth Caught Fire? It was released in 1961 at the height of the Cold War, and the nub of the story was that in testing atomic weapons, the Soviet Union and the US accidentally detonated bombs simultaneously. The explosions jolted the planet off its axis and sent it hurtling towards the sun. As huge swathes of the earth burned up in the unsustainable heat, a plan was put together to explode more bombs to get back on the right axis. It being a movie, the plan worked. It no doubt is now very dated in its special effects, but it was a scary movie at the time because it was possible. Today, as Greta Thunberg says, our house is on fire. Pope Francis began Laudato Si year by saying, the cry of the earth and the cry of the poor cannot wait anywhere. We're given the earth a bit of a breather. Now it's time to get really serious about it. And being serious surely means starting with prayer for guidance on how to act. The Season of Creation prayer card ends with these words. Inspire us with the creativity to share what we have been given. Teach us to be satisfied with enough. And as we proclaim a jubilee for the earth, send your Holy Spirit to renew the face of creation. In the name of the one who came to proclaim good news to all creation, Jesus Christ. Amen. I thank you for listening. I wish you a good end to the season of creation and a new start as we start to look after our common home. Thank you.